another iPhotog. Boo! As you can tell, it's raining, and I'm late for work, so I woke up with a sore throat, and, yeah, I gotta get there. You know, you can't buy a lot of photography gear if you don't have a job, and, I would imagine it probably impacts the ability to support one's family as well. Not that I've ever had to worry about that, but I may. If I keep doing stupid stuff like this. Okay. Now, here's the deal. Last night, Apple came out with Aperture 3, surprising everybody, especially me, since I had already made up my mind, as I told you publicly, that I was going to buy Lightroom 3. And, in truth, Lightroom 3 does still have some advantages over Aperture from the little bit of playing around with Aperture that I was able to do last night. Excuse me. But I like Aperture 3. I'm surprised. I like the interface. I didn't like the interface in Aperture 2. I didn't like the way things worked in Aperture 2, but I do like Aperture 3. I think the brushes are a little bit better in some ways in Lightroom 3. No question, you can modify each individual brush application better than you can in Aperture 3 afterwards. But Aperture 3 is nice. It has some good things. It's got non-destructive brush editing now. You know, and it's got a lot of other things that make it pretty interesting, and I think that saving the money and using Aperture 3, I think it would meet my needs entirely. I think I could do every bit as good of photo editing in it as I could in Lightroom 3 and save some money. And the fact of the matter is, I'm on a budget. The money that I have saved up for the software came from a studio mic that I sold, and I don't have, you know, I don't have any money after that for a while. So I think I'm going to buy Aperture, and then I can start saving towards a third lens, you know, like a 35mm or 1.8 prime or a 50mm prime, something like that. So I owe a huge apology to everyone, and I owe a huge apology to David Cohen, who I told that Apple was not going to be releasing any new Pro products of a significance in the near future. I was completely wrong. Now, I base this on my totally inexpert analysis of the last Final Cut Studio that was released. I didn't think there were a whole lot of changes there, and I kind of made a bogus assumption from that Apple wasn't working as hard on their Pro Tools at the moment because of all the other stuff they were doing. But I was wrong. They definitely overhauled Aperture 3. It's 64-bit now. Runs great in Snow Leopard. And it's a great, you know, it's all Cocoa, of course, obviously. And it's got new tools, new interface, all kinds of new features. Go check it out on Apple.com. Look for the We've Just Introduced Aperture 3 link and click on it and you'll see all the new features. They boast over 200 new features, and as Bart Bouchot said on the typical Shutterbug Flickr group, some of them are insignificant and some are not. So, you know, whenever Apple says 200 new features, that's usually the case. There will be a few that are extremely awesome and then a few that just don't mean anything to anybody. My pager's going off like a madman. Gee, I wonder why that is. Anyway, so, yeah, I think I'm going to go the Aperture 3 route. Amazing. I didn't think I'd be saying that. You know, I thought I'd be waiting until Lightroom 3 came out and buying that. And again, if you're a professional photographer or you need certain types of, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, certain types of flexibility when it comes to the brush editing, I think Lightroom 3 is probably still one that you really want to seriously look at. I know that any of my friends that are serious, or pro photographers would probably recommend Lightroom 3, but then again, most of them don't have Apple computers. So, I don't know. You know, it's a risk. It's a risk using one or the other. I think it's probably easier to get photos out of Lightroom 3, including getting out the edit data files, than it is in Aperture. I think in Aperture you can get your raw files out and export them, all that, but you probably lose your edit data. I don't know. But I am going to go with Aperture 3. So, anyway, email me at scott@iphotogblog.com and let me know what you think.